Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you fearful of maybe some other people, even if they're like good people, right? Well, today I'm going to talk about how you can work through this and feel more confidence in yourself and interactions with people. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, before we dive in today, I just wanted to mention, as always, that if you want to keep up to date with all the latest episodes and get a free weekly confidence tip, you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, and you're welcome to unsubscribe at any time as well. All you got to do is click in the show notes in the link below. For me, I've heard a couple of people say this recently, so I decided to talk about this. Now, I used to have such fear about like other people, right? I'd be like, oh my God, that person looks important. I'm not, so therefore I'm going to keep my head down and shut up and try and not get any attention here. And it was a horrible way to live because I was always on this like fight or flight response, always looking for safety. And what I've learned for me is that I was conditioned a lot. I was like, I think most of us are conditioned that we need someone to survive from a young age, right? When our guardians or parents are looking after us, we're like, all right, we need approval from others. Now, depending on your experiences and what went on, it's going to make an impact on your beliefs. Now, they're possible. They're always possible to change as well. And it's also to do with our self-worth and our self-love. If we don't really pay attention to ourselves and love ourselves, then what other people say and do is going to make a big difference, because we feel like we need to try and get that self-love from other people, which of course isn't self-love. And of course, you can never control another person, and therefore it can make us more fearful about other people. Now, I want to ask you, how does that feel when you're like, right, I'm not taking control of my own love, of how I feel, and therefore I feel very fearful about other people? Well, I've certainly been there as well, so don't worry. But now we're going to go on to how you can be less fearful of people, even if they're like great people, you're just fearful about what they think. Okay, so the first one is a foundation to all of this, anything I share. Build a strong relationship with you. If you don't have a strong relationship with you, you're always going to look outside of you, and how you feel about you is always going to be at risk. And I've been there. Like, I would just look for approval, achievements, all these kind of things. And I realized I hadn't built up that relationship myself. And it's an ongoing process. There's never an end point, by the way, to building a relationship with you. It's like a relationship with anyone. There's never an end point as long as you know that person and you've got some kind of relationship with them. Right, there's always room for improving, particularly in the intimate relationship. Right, the even more important relationship is a relationship with yourself. So you've got to build a strong one with you, else you're always going to be fearful about other people. I've learned from my experience. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't think anyone, there's unless you've got some kind of like condition, I don't think there's anyone who like has zero cares about what other people think, because we all. Granted, there are some like certain conditions, mental conditions, where you don't genuinely care about other people. But, you know, we usually like obey the law. Well, not everyone, but most people obey the law, right? So I don't think anyone can, when people say, I don't care what anyone thinks, I think that's ego. That's just trying to look. They want the approval from other people to validate them, to say they don't care what other people think. I just don't buy into that, right? So building a relationship with yourself is really, really key. The second thing, realize what someone says or does is usually not life or death. Now, of course, you may be in genuine danger. Like, you know, you might be in a challenging situation. Some people go through those. Yet ask yourself, and honestly, is this life or death right now if someone doesn't like me or disagrees with me? And what's crazy about this, right, is the brain doesn't always know the difference between like these real dangers, like if a lion or someone with a dangerous weapon was chasing us, to actually if someone just disagrees with us, right? It's always looking for dangers. Its job to do that. There's, well, the the amygdala, the fear mechanism's always looking out for dangers. And if it doesn't have a genuine one, like a wild animal or a person with a weapon, it'll start making them up. And when you start, and one of those I found is people's opinion, because it comes back down to I'm not enough and someone doesn't like me. And therefore that makes us feel like we're actually in life or death situation, right? The third one, speak to one to three people. Do this for a week, one to three people a day. You don't know, just randomly on the street. Just even say hello or good morning. It's going to be terrifying for some people. What it does, though, again, is reinforces that you're not in a life or death situation, and it builds up a little bit of confidence. And the added thing is, make sure you praise yourself every time you do it. All right? I remember just like I was walking past like three people on the walk, and I was like, good morning, ignored. Good morning, ignored. Good morning. Hey, how you doing? And that's great. I got met with a smile and said hello to someone. Now, I don't need that approval, but it's the act of building the muscle of not being so validated by other people by doing things that go against that, right? So that's the third thing I wanted to share. Now, I've got an extra point for you as well. Just before I get onto that, I want to mention again, if you want to keep up to date with all the latest episodes, never miss any, you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. And all you got to do is hit in the link in the show notes below. My bonus point is a very simple one, but often overlooked. Hang out with more confident people. Why is that? Because the more confident people you hang out with, the more you're going to pick up on what they're doing, what they say, or just positive people, like in personal growth groups, that kind of thing. And I wouldn't hang out with, even if they're well-intentioned, yet they don't like themselves, their self-love is struggling, I would try and hang out with people who've got a good degree of confidence and self-love within inside themselves, even if it's masterminds online or whatever it is, because that's going to rub off on you. You are going to be the sum of your environment. So if you hang out with people like that, you're going to be less fearful of people, and it's going to rub off onto you unconsciously as well. I've certainly found that in the business world, that like hanging out with people really good in business has impacted me in positive ways. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.